Okay, let's do this with my like normal English voice, and then since my actual dialect would more. Okay, let's do it first with my English voice. Well. Okay, so I'm gonna do this in English because that's part of the challenge to. Well, here I will say those English words, but I'm also going to say their translation when I know it in French because, well, that's actually my dialect. And even if it's more like a whole other language, but yeah. So this way there is a little bit more diversity in the requests that are filled. So first, caramel, which would be caramel in French. We have the exact same word. Pecan, I have no idea what it is in French. I know that's like pecan pie and those stuff, but I don't know what's supposed to be the French translation. Crayon, which is crayon. Also the exact same orthograph. Then bean. Été. C'était. Ah. Oui, été. Au passé. A lawyer. Un avocat. Then pajamas. Un pyjama. It's fairly close for this one. Syrup. And we have a sirop, which is also pretty close. Mary. Mary and Marie. Which would be in French Marie. Marie. Ou marier for the verb, and Mary is joyeux, so it has absolutely nothing to do with the middle one. Then the shoes used for running would be, I don't know, we say des baskets, which has absolutely nothing to do with the English word basket, which would be like a bag. So we say basket, which is un panier in French, but in English it would be, I don't know, running shoes or trainers. And then a Coke, un Coca in French, a crowd, une foule, a cookie, which in French would be cookie. We use your words. This is one of the few words that we stole from you instead of the other way around. Football, which is also football, because but you might say soccer, but yeah. The actual word is football. Then a sports play kicking was that was the one I said. Bathroom or toilets, which would be les toilettes in French. Ou les WC, because we took your water closet like WC abbreviation and we say it V, even if it's even if in French even if in French it's double. W, like double V, you say W, we say double V. And lastly, a person buttocks the cheeks, ou les fesses in French. And then the interesting fact about my region, well, in the northeast of France, it was pretty important steel and all the mines and stuff like that industry, so we have. Several pretty big towns that are really, really empty because all the jobs were well, left because the mine shaft, everything, well, closed and died and collapsed and everything. So, in a city that where sometimes were maybe 40,000 people, now we have like 10,000. So. It's really it's like a ghost town sometimes because all the houses are the same since they were built by the companies to house the workers, and now nobody lives there. Voilà.